Rain, said the bird. You see? Just rain.
I know what rain is, said Random. Sheets of the stuff were sweeping through the night, moonlight sifting through it.
So what is it?
What do you mean, what is it? Look, who are you? What were you doing in that box? Why have I spent a night running through the forest, fending off demented squirrels, to find that all I've got at the end is a bird asking me what rain is? It's just water falling through the bloody air, that's what it is. Anything else you want to know, or can we go home now?
There was a long pause before the bird answered, You want to go home?
I haven't got a home!
Random almost shocked herself. She screamed the word so loudly. Look into the rain, said the bird guide.
I'm looking into the rain. What else is there to look at?
What do you see?
What do you mean, you stupid bird? I just see a lot of rain. It's just water falling.
What shapes do you see in the water?
Shapes? There aren't any shapes. It's just
a mishmash, said the bird guide.
Yes.
Now what do you see? Just on the very edge of visibility, a thin, faint beam fanned out of the bird's eyes. In the dry air beneath the overhang, there was nothing to see. Where the beam hit the drops of water as they fell through it, there was a flat sheet of light, so bright and vivid it seemed solid.
Oh, great, a laser show, said Random fractiously. Never seen one of those before, of course, except at about 5 million rock concerts.
Tell me what you see.
Just a flat sheet, stupid bird.
There's nothing there that wasn't there before. I'm just using light to draw your attention to certain drops at certain moments. Now what do you see? The light shut off. Nothing. I'm doing exactly the same thing, but with ultraviolet light. You can't see it.
So what's the point of showing me something I can't see?
So that you understand that just because you see something doesn't mean to say it's there, and if you don't see something, it doesn't mean to say it's not there. It's only what your senses bring to your attention.
I'm bored of this, said Random,
and then gasped. Hanging in the rain was a giant and very vivid three-dimensional image of her father, looking startled about something. About 2 miles behind Random, her father, struggling his way through the woods, suddenly stopped. He was startled to see an image of himself looking startled about something, hanging brightly in the rain-filled air about 2 miles away. About 2 miles away, some distance to the right of the direction in which he was heading. He was almost completely lost, was convinced he was going to die of cold and wet and exhaustion, and was beginning to wish he could just get on with it. He had just been brought an entire golfing magazine by a squirrel as well, and his brain was beginning to howl and gibber. Seeing a huge, bright image of himself light up in the sky told him that, on balance, he was probably right to howl and gibber, but probably wrong as far as the direction he was heading was concerned. Taking a deep breath, he turned and headed off towards the inexplicable light show.
"Okay, so what's that supposed to prove?" demanded Random.
It was the fact that the image was her father that had startled her, rather than the appearance of the image itself. She had seen her first hologram when she was 2 months old and had been put in it to play. She had seen her most recent one about half an hour ago, playing the march of the Androquantine Starguard. "Only that it's no more there or not there than the sheet was," said the bird. It's just the interaction of water from the sky moving in one direction with light at frequencies your senses can detect moving in another. It makes an apparently solid image in your mind, but it's all just images in the mishmash. Here's another one for you.
My mother,
said Random.
No, said the bird. I know my mother when I see her.
The image was of a woman emerging from a spacecraft inside a large grey hangar-like building. She was being escorted by a group of tall, thin, purplish-green creatures. It was definitely Random's mother. Well, almost definitely. Trillian wouldn't have been walking quite so uncertainly in low gravity, or looking around her at a boring old life-support environment with quite such a disbelieving look on her face, or carrying such a quaint old camera.
"So who is it?" demanded Random.
"She is part of the extent of your mother on the probability axis," said the bird guide.
"I haven't the faintest idea what you mean,"
said Random. "Space, time, and probability all have axes along which it is possible to move."
"Still dunno, though I think—" No, explain."
"I thought you wanted to go home," said the bird.
"Explain!"
"Would you like to see your home?"
"See it? It was destroyed!"
"It is discontinuous along the probability axis. Look." Something very strange and wonderful now swam into view in the rain. It was a huge, bluish-greenish globe, misty and cloud-covered, turning with majestic slowness against a black, starry background. "Now you see it," said the bird. "Now you don't."